passion and desire can attract everything you want in life. Passion by Design is a show about designing a life of passion. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah, and we're the authors of a concept and a book called Passion by Design, Redecorate Your Bedroom and Reinvent Your Love Life.
And we'll be discussing your home and your relationships, your body, your spirit, and anything else that you want to talk about.
And we're here with you live every Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 to discuss living life fully through the senses here on AM 1240 KNRY.
So call in and join us. The number is area code 831-373-1234. Hi, Sandy.
Paula.
How are you?
Big day.
Big day. Well, I would sing happy birthday to you, Sandy, if I wouldn't scare all of our listeners off the air. We used to sing a lot when we were traveling together, but
yes,
my voice isn't quite tuned up. So happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I was thinking how different this is, having a birthday when all is right with the world, as I sit here gazing at my dozen white roses from the man that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think there's something to peace of mind. You can look at those numbers as achievements and not, oh my goodness, another year has passed by and I haven't done everything I wanted to do.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been one of those monumental years for me where literally every time I turned the corner, something was transforming. And of course, the biggest thing is that I fell in love. And what better thing than that?
That's a magical transformation.
Absolutely magical. So how have you been?
Well, I have just been great. And I have such a sense of springtime and excitement. And we've talked about it a little bit the last couple weeks because it's just, you know, I see the warmth in the sun. I feel the warmth in the sun. I see the bulbs starting to pop up, the beautiful daffodils and so forth. And it's just, I have kind of a sense of excitement and lightening up. And people that I talk to are saying, you know, I'm letting go of my possessions. I'm giving things away. I'm lightening up, and it has a very wonderful feeling to me.
Well, actually, spring cleaning is something that has been passed down through the ages, and lightening up is a wonderful way to look at it because it's not. Cleaning sounds so depressing.
It doesn't, doesn't it?
That feeling of accomplishment, it's like, oh, something you should do anyway. But lightening up is freeing and putting new motion and energy into your life. And how wonderful that is.
Well, it is. And it's a lot, what we talk about a lot in our book, too, is embracing change. Because change is inevitable, whether it's birthdays or whether it's, you know, change of the seasons or, you know, the sun coming up every morning. Change is part of our global condition.
And body changes.
Mm-hmm. And so we might as well choose to go with the flow, embrace them, and have them be fun because it's a lot less energy that's freed to do the things that we want to do.
Yes. Absolutely.
Such as fall
true.
In love, for example.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Such as fall in love.
Oh, yes. Well, that's the best part. Oh, my goodness. I'm so lucky. I love our topic of conversation today because we're talking about lightening up. And I know for me, that has a lot to do with the body changes that go on. Not only that I've reached, you know, the years where changes do take place in a woman, but also just in my general health. You know, I think so many people want to know, how do you lighten up? What is the best approach to lightening up? And you and I had that discussion about, did they have diets in the 1950s before processed food or 40s or whenever?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, when did this whole notion of dieting start?
I don't know.
I wish
one of our listeners would maybe enlighten us, but I have no idea.
Well, you know, when you think about it, in our grandparents' time, my guess is that they probably weren't eating Doritos.
Right.
You know, I think they were probably eating pretty wholesome, healthy, natural foods, and they were also moving their bodies. They were working.
Right.
And it's just so fascinating that we've come through. And Sandy, I hadn't even really thought about it in this context until you and I started talking about it, how this is all a fairly, I believe, and one of our listeners can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think this whole yo-yo dieting thing is a fairly recent phenomenon, at least in our lifetime of, you know, we're both baby boomers.
Yes.
And, you know, growing up, it was, you know, diets were like, we were told we were supposed to diet if we gained weight. And, you know, I don't know about you, but it certainly didn't work out all that well for me, you know, as I kept getting heavier and heavier. And until I discovered probably about 25 years ago, a whole way to change my mind that changed my body radically. And
right.
I dropped 25 pounds effortlessly. And our guest, whom I'm just anxious to introduce, has very specific time-proven techniques that she's going to share with us on the air today.
Right.
So I want to introduce Summer Simonton. Summer, are you with us on the air?
I am, and before I say anything, I have to say happy birthday, Sandy. I didn't know it was your birthday.
Thank you, Summer. How lovely of you.
Very exciting.
Yeah. It is exciting because if I really look at it, I feel better today than I did 20 years ago.
That's great.
Well, you know, Sandy, and I will have to say this. You, it's hard to say you look better because you looked fabulous back then, but you look like the most, how can I say?
Glowing.
The glowing bit is obvious. You look as a woman of your age should look. And what I mean by that is that the highest form of compliment of you're extraordinarily healthy, you've got great energy from inside, as well as physical energy. And that's what we should all aspire to.
Yes, yes.
So, Summer, welcome to the show. And I'd like you to tell our listening audience a little bit about your background, and you have a fascinating story. And would you share that with us?
Sure, I'd love to. In fact, the very reason that I teach workshops and coach people is because 30 years ago I was 35 pounds. Well, my relatives say more like 40.
Oh, what do they know?
Heavier than I am today. And it all started when a book jumped out at me talking about the power of our imagination and the power of our words and thoughts. And I started dramatically changing my life at that time in different things. I mean, I quit smoking. I found parking in San Francisco. I doubled my sales. And however, at that time, I was a compulsive eater, and I kept getting fatter and fatter. And I was at the point, have you ever reached the point where you're just not going to buy a bigger size?
Mm. Yep.
And I was at that point. And so another book jumped out at me that was called Psycho-Cybernetics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about the self-image. And I read that book. And something clicked, and I thought, well, I used my imagination for all these other things. Perhaps I can use it for this. And then when I read that book, talking about how when I see myself differently, when I see myself as the way I want to be, the size I want to be, eating healthy foods, exercising, although I did not want to exercise, and I didn't particularly want to eat healthy foods, but it said in the book that as long as I kept seeing myself doing this and being this way and seeing this image of myself over and over, that that image would take over and I would start doing what I was seeing. I would start wanting to eat healthy foods and wanting to exercise. And I thought, well, I don't know. I'm pretty skeptical, but why not give it a shot? And I thought, you know, I'll do it for 30 days. He said 21 days. You need to do it 21 days in a row.
And isn't that the magic number that anything you do for 21 days then becomes habit?
Yeah, it becomes habit. And it also, Sandy, becomes a new self-image picture. So we have this gray matter in our brain, and it has all these this neural network that's all set up with all these pictures of who we think we are. That's not necessarily true, but we will act as if these pictures are true. So I was a compulsive eater. I started seeing myself the size I wanted to be, exercising and eating healthy, and that picture took over me. And I easily and joyfully let go of 35 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing. So, Summer, go back a little bit, if you would, please, and talk about your resistance to, I think this is really key. What was your resistance? What was your mindset when you first heard about this? What were some of the things you said to yourself?
When I first heard about the self-image?
Uh-huh.
I was very, very skeptical. But I thought, you know, it's not going to hurt. I mean, what is it? It can only help me. And if I set aside the 21 days, and I can do anything for 21 days, because they said it only takes 10 to 15 minutes, and I thought, well, if this is going to set me free, because I truly felt like I was in prison. I felt like I was completely out of control.
Mm.
And
I suspect that probably some people can relate to that.
I think so. And so I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it the 21 days, and if nothing happens, then I can go back. I'll still be me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still weigh the same, maybe, or whatever. But if it works, here's the other thing. I said, if this works, I will spread the word. I'll tell everybody I can tell.
Mm.
Okay, so then it worked, and then I had to get over my biggest fear, which was public speaking. And so I used my imagination to see myself as a speaker, and that became my greatest joy.
Summer, may I just interrupt you for a moment, because I love this transition that you're talking about. Because sometimes I think there will be something that will spark something in us. And in your case, it was something that you read in a book. And as authors, I think we all hope that there is something that will connect with another person in a profound way. And so something in, you said you referred to two books. Was the first book the Shakti Gawain book?
No, the first book actually was Dynamic Laws of Healing.
Okay.
By Catherine Ponder.
Oh, yes.
And then the second book was?
Psycho-Cybernetics.
Psycho-Cybernetics, which I do remember from the past.
And oh, yes, something it's a very in you, old book.
Yes, very. And something in you was sparked by reading that book that made you feel like, okay, I can do this. And then not only did it spark your passion to do it, but it transformed into a career for you.
Exactly.
So how did that transition happen? Was it when you finally said, wow, I can do this?
Yes. I mean, when all of these things happened, and when I lost the weight, I made a promise. I'll get this out to as many people as I can. Well, then I was so scared that I kind of forgot about that for a while. You know, how we'll, out of fear, sometimes we forget what we promise we're going to do.
Yeah, I think we kind of go to sleep.
Yeah, I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I kept being frustrated at all the different jobs I had, sales jobs, and I thought, I know I'm here for a purpose. Surely I haven't gone through what I've been through with, because I was such a negative person, and when I discovered about the power of words and thoughts, it completely changed my life. I mean, I had no idea that my words and thoughts had anything to do with the results in my life. And believe me, I was so negative. I was, you know, the queen of the tragedy queens. Like, you know, we had our own little club of drama queens, and, you know, I wore the crown. I mean, it was just, it was awful, and it's something I can laugh about now, but I want to tell you, living in that negative mindset
mm-hmm.
didn't work.
Right.
And in fact, as far as that goes, I can remember when I was 35 pounds heavier, and I would look at thin women, and I would just hate them. I said, oh, who does she think she is?
Yes.
And I want to tell you, that is what helps keep people fat.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a powerful statement.
Ooh.
Talk
talk about that a little more, Summer.
Well, the subconscious, when I'm saying, ooh, you know, she's awful because she's thin, and who does she think she is? And she's so thin and awful. And well, my subconscious mind is not going to want me to be thin if I really think that about thin people.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's just like people will say that about rich people. Well, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I was kind of raised in a family that thought, you know, rich people were bad and they probably got their money in an evil way. And, well, why would I want money if subconsciously, whether I know it or not, there are these ideas, these thoughts that thin is bad, rich is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Being in love is bad,
mm-hmm.
And that's part of a block for people.
Well, and also, isn't it one of those things that people, the brain does not register the negative? So if you say, I don't want to be poor, what your brain hears is, I want to be poor.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Because the mind only thinks in imagery.
Hmm.
So we want to speak in the positive. And, well, plus I used to wake up, I used to start every morning, I'd say, oh, my gosh. I'd get up out of bed, and I'd look in the mirror, and I'd think, surely this has gone away, you know. And I'd look, and I'd go, oh, my God, you're so fat. You're such a fat pig. I mean, I really verbally abused myself.
Ooh.
Mm.
And I believe, and what I'm talking about today, some of it's from scientific proof, and some of it is my belief. I believe that first I have to accept myself where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it was once I started accepting my body, when I felt like, God, there's hope, and I started accepting myself the way I was, and stopped verbally abusing myself and started praising myself for every little tiny thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the weight started melting off.
Summer, would that fall under what I call the act as if? So what I mean by that is, say I'm overweight and in your case, you were overweight and you were abusing yourself verbally, and it just is very painful to hear that, those harsh and cruel and condemning words that you were using to yourself, because again, I think you're not alone in that. And how can you transform that? I'm a fat pig. I'm, you know, so awful. I'm this, I'm that, into accepting your body. Now, this is where my question is. I would think that it would be just pretend, act as if you're healthy and you've got a body that moves and you're grateful for that. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well, that's part of it. And I also think it really helps people to do everything in baby steps, like
mm-hmm.
just break everything into small increments. So when I read Psycho-Cybernetics, which I recommend to everybody for anything, I thought, if he said 21 days, I can change my image, what that means is that image, my compulsive eating, I can change that and change all the negative habits. I said, well, for 21 days, I'm just going to be different. I'm going to pretend, like you said, act as if
mm-hmm.
I am the size I want to be. I'm going to, forgiveness, too, is very important. I had to forgive myself for letting myself get to where I was, but more than that, forgive myself for the way I talk to myself.
Mm.
Because it's abuse. And telling myself I was fat helped make me fat, because our body is listening. And it's listening to, every cell in our body is listening to what we're saying, and it's responding. So I was telling it I was fat. And by getting up and looking in the mirror and go, oh, you fat thing. And so it kept reacting as if it was fat, and it was, and it kept getting fatter.
Huh.
And so, yeah, Paula, pretending and acting as if, and I suggest set aside, I don't know, set aside 21 days.
Uh-huh.
And say, just for 21 days, I'm going to accept myself and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think most people could do anything for 21 days.
Summer, how do you start with a client who is in the situation that you are with? What process do you take your clients through?
Well, for one thing, I teach them about the imagination and how to use guided imagery. And guided imagery, anybody can do it. And in fact, we really almost can't stop using our imagination. And people just need to get very relaxed, take some time, give yourself 10 to 15 minutes a day, sit down, get relaxed, and go within. Start just, I mean, if you're just wanting to do it on your own, just start talking to yourself about relaxing and going from your head down to your toes and telling your body to relax. Getting into that relaxed state is very important, because then you bypass that conscious mind that is saying, oh, you're fat and you're this and you're that. And it takes you to the subconscious mind where these pictures are, and it helps us start reprinting, or I feel like it's almost like having a canvas and painting a new canvas, a new picture of who I am.
Mm.
It also helps to take a photograph, if you have a photograph of you, the way you've, a size that you've been before that you want to be, put that up, or cut out a picture in a magazine of a body that looks like it could be your body if it's thinner, and do it in increments, you know, like if you're a size 18 and you want to be a size 14, then pick out a picture that's a 14, just so you're doing little by little. And take a picture of your head and put that on there. Put that on that body, the
mm-hmm.
picture of your head on that body, so that you can look at that every day. So you go within, you get relaxed, you go within, and you see yourself. And for me, I had to see the behaviors, too. I also saw myself exercising, which, oh, my gosh, I did not want to do that. So I you know, I don't know where I got this idea, but I told myself I'd probably die if I exercised. I think I said that because I didn't want to exercise.
That's a compelling reason, if you believe that. Gee, let me think. Exercise, die. Not so good.
That was a good one.
I wonder if
relaxed and seeing yourself the way you want to be is the bottom line.
Yeah.
And seeing the behaviors. Like I saw myself leaving one bite of food on my plate because I would eat everything on my plate, and if you had leftovers, I'd eat yours. So, you know, whatever the behaviors are that you need help with.
You know, that leaving one bite of food on the plate is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
it
fun. And I play with that sometimes when I'm conscious and I'm thinking about, you know, food and my body and so forth. And I actively do it. And, you know, I just feel like such a little smug thing when I do that. It's just so much fun. It's like, well, I could have eaten the whole thing if I wanted, but I didn't. So
yeah.
I can leave it there. It's really a powerful, fun thing to do that empowers me to say, who's in control of what I put in my mouth? I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a very strong tip. It sounds like it's little, and it's very, very strong tip.
And you know what I say to myself often is, does one more bite, is that going to taste any better than the bite I've already had?
Ooh,
or
that's
the bites that I've already had.
That's
and
good.
And what new experience will I get from one more bite? Well, nothing really. And I do the same thing, Paula. I just always leave something on my plate, and it's not even conscious now. It just when something clicks off in my head, and it said, "Okay, you've tasted that taste, and you really understand it now. So now you're done."
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, and you, Sandy, you were not always like that, were you?
No. Because in my early 30s, I was dieting constantly. Well, actually, when I moved down to Los Angeles, because I grew up in Monterey, and in Monterey, I dressed in layers, so I never really looked at my body that much. And when I moved down to Los Angeles and had to start peeling the clothes away because it's hot here, I said, wait a minute, wow, there's some extra weight there that I didn't really pay attention to. And so I immediately joined the gym, and I had a one-year-old child, and I'd schlep him, Garrett, to the gym and work out every day. And there were all these amazing bodies in the gym. And so there's that sort of, when you're, you know, in your 20s, there's that competition thing, oh, well, I've got to get a body like hers. And I actually got too thin at one point, and was yo-yo dieting from that point forward until my 30s. And I think I was about 32, 33, Summer, when you came to my house, you and Paula, and we talked about exactly what you're discussing with me, and you did some guided imagery with me and with a few other girlfriends, I think, that we were all in the house together. And it made such a profound change in my thinking, because it never occurred to me that deprivation didn't have to be a part of my life.
Right.
It was all about choice. And your guided imagery was so beautiful and so powerful. And for anybody who hasn't experienced Summer in person, besides the fact that she's a tremendously beautiful woman, but your voice in your guided imagery and your programs that you do that with, are they're so powerful. And I went to that relaxation place and that change place where I really understood. And really it was from that point forward that I stopped the yo-yo dieting and my body found its weight.
Well,
That's a fantastic story. Of course, I love the story because you said it had something to do with me.
Yeah, of course. Well, and it's very true, and I know that it's true because I experienced it and watched Sandy do that. And you know, many people know this expression, but, you know, diets don't work. And the first three letters of the word diet are die, D-I-E. And so who wants to die? And that for me was a powerful, powerful image of, if I'm doing something that's not working, why am I going to keep doing it? And the part of it is, it's almost a surrender to trusting your body. And in trusting your body, you really come to love your body.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And also, you ladies are all about passion. I mean, you were talking, Sandy, about joining a gym, and most people who are overweight, I mean, that just sounds like a nightmare.
You want me to what?
And I like for people to start to find some kind of exercise that they could enjoy. You know, I mean, for me, it's dancing. I love dancing. Even if it's just putting on music and dancing around my house, which I did last night. But, you know, and the trampoline. And, I mean, I really don't like working out, but I do love the way I feel afterwards. So that's my driving force, is how I'm going to feel afterwards, plus the fact that it was very painful for me to be overweight. And so I know that, you know, I have to always exercise, and I want to, because then I feel more vibrant. But
well, and you
know,
also,
especially if you can find some way to move that you're passionate about, because you ladies are all about passion.
Right, right. Well, I, for example, I'm a tennis player, and I love being out on a court, and I love being out in nature and walking. And my sweetheart and I do a 3-mile walk every single morning. And now I look forward to it, and I added, I've shared this on the air before, but I've added at the end of it literally a carrot for myself, and it's that our friends and neighbors have these beautiful, beautiful Arabian horses, and I now have a treat for myself and a treat for them, which is that I go and I walk down the row of the stable and I whistle, they all pop their gorgeous heads out, and I feed them a carrot. And I have time with those beautiful, beautiful beings who are just so wonderful. And I find it, I look forward to that. So if you have something that you can really figure out, and it's different for everybody, you know, a lot of people really wouldn't want horses slobbering all over them in the morning, but whatever magical thing that it is for you. And Sandy, you have done the gym for years and that really works for you.
Well, I think also one of the things that I love about the gym is the connection with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I had moved to a new area. I lived in Monterey until I was, you know, 26, 27 years old. And I had to move down to Los Angeles and meet a whole new set of friends. Well, I found a wonderful group of friends at the gym that I am still actually friends with a lot of them to this day.
That's true.
And what a wonderful opportunity. So sometimes if you don't want to look at exercise like, oh, my goodness, who wants to go to the gym? Look at the positive side of it. Like, I'm new in an area.
Mm-hmm.
I could use some new friends. The gym is a perfect place to go and meet people.
Well, you know, that's really a neat focus because you're going to be like-minded. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be around people, and that's right. very powerful in and of itself.
Right.
To be with people who are thinking the same way you're thinking and moving forward. Plus, on the purely physical level, you get the endorphin release.
Yes.
And you get that feel-good, you know, that high from using your body, and our body rewards us with that,
right.
Wow, I feel great.
Right.
Yeah.
You can use it as a healing tool.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
and what was I going to say about that? Just find something. I mean, even if it's just walk around the block for, you know, one block,
mm-hmm.
just take that step. I mean, I have a friend who we could never get her to do anything, and now she's like very slowly losing weight because she's taken those baby steps. She's going to a Pilates, getting Pilates. Has a Pilates instructor, and now she's starting to walk around the block once.
Uh-huh.
Well, that is so much more than she has done in years, and her body's reflecting it. She's already lost 20 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, baby steps are better than no steps.
Exactly. And then, you know, like she said, now her mindset is changing so much. That new picture is starting to take over her. And I can see it. We went out to dinner, and she's choosing different foods.
Oh.
She's eating slower. That's another thing. People will say, well, it's because I love food. Well, most people I know, and I can speak for myself, when I was overweight, I used to inhale my food. And one thing that happens when you're eating real fast is that the body thinks you're starving. So it starts wanting to do the same thing as when you're on a diet. It starts wanting to slow down your metabolism. It says, whoa, she must be starving, so let's slow down her metabolism. And that's what happens with a diet, you know, when people diet. And by the way, when I work with people who do workshops or coaching, the biggest challenge is to get them to stop dieting.
Mm-hmm.
Even though...
Why is that, Summer? Even though it doesn't work, why is
even
that?
Even though they will agree with me that it doesn't work, it's so ingrained, and it's been marketed, so highly marketed. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And so there are very, very powerful advertisements and commercials for getting you to think that what you need to do is diet. I tell people... Relax, just eat whatever you want, just eat half of it. And
mm-hmm.
as you start doing that, and as you start losing weight, then you'll start choosing better foods too.
Mm-hmm.
But just start by eating less. Just eat whatever you want.
Well,
that
a real baby step on that, Summer, would be just leave one bite.
Mm-hmm.
And that too. That
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, you know, works for you, just try small little things. Too many times people who want to lose weight, they think it has to be big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, it just looks like it's too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I've worked with people who have a lot of weight to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, still, little by little is better than losing and then gaining more back, because the body will always put more on when you're dieting.
So now, why
is
that?
You'll put it back on, but you'll add on because the body's going, wait a minute now, she almost starved, so let's get her to eat more. Let's slow down her metabolism and get her to eat more than she ever ate before so that we can have more meat here, you know, more fat.
So that's real survival mode is what I'm hearing you say. Our bodies go back into survival mode.
Exactly.
Mm.
And, you know, they have to promise me they'll stop dieting. Another thing that helped me was when I sat down, and I still do this, when I sit down to eat, I would say, oh, going out to eat. I mean, here in San Francisco, people go out to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go out to eat every night. And I would say, I'm a size, whatever I was working on, 8. What do I want to choose?
Mm.
And it would guide me to choose make a much better choice in what I wanted to eat.
Excellent. Yeah. That's really powerful. Well, we need to take a short break, but when we come back, Summer, I want to have you talk to our audience about your very exciting techniques that you're using so effectively. And this is Passion by Design on AM 1240 KNRY. We will be right back.
In a new place where the kids are hip. Getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? My name is Ellen Bradley Gannis, and I've actually helped thousands of people not only transform their body, but improve their health and the way they feel every day. Fad diets are unsafe and they don't work. If you're really ready for a change, visit me now at www.passioncleanse.com. Free personal coaching and money back guaranteed.
Welcome back to Passion by Design. We're getting our springtime music going on here.
Yes, we are.
Loved it.
Getting that body moving.
Get that body moving. Absolutely. That's very fun. Thank you. So, Summer, you have developed an amazing technique, which you have named... Summer?
Future speaking.
Say again?
Future speaking.
Tell us what that is.
Okay. Future speaking is talking about what you want to have happen, what you want to be, do, or have, really, as if it has already happened. And you want to get as emotional and excited as if it really has happened. And when I'm with somebody, when I'm coaching a client, and they're telling me what it is they want, I will play with them. In other words, I would say, oh, yes, I saw you wearing that. I saw that you could get into your size 12s now, and that was such a beautiful dress you had on. So I'll play with them. And I might say, well, I noticed that you left food on your plate, and you really were making some healthy choices. So we talk as if it's already happened, using all of the same emotion, and talking to your body the way you want it to be helps. Future speaking helps with that, too. In other words, you would tell your bottom.
Yes.
Which was my issue, I guess. The way I wanted it to look, it's nice and firm and toned, and I talk about my stomach being nice and flat and my arms being toned. You know, again, like you were saying, Sandy, too many times people talk about what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever follows don't is what you're really imagining.
Right.
So... we want to be very careful with our words and make sure that our words are saying what we do want only. only what we do want. And really what happens when we speak this way and get emotional is it changes our vibration, because emotion, which is energy in motion, is more important really than even the words that we're saying. It's the emotion that's behind the words. So when you get more passionate, because we are talking about passion here, when you're more passionate about being healthy and you stop focusing, and that's your focus instead of your weight. See, that was my dream. It was like, please, dear God, please let me wake up and just stop thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so as you're more passionate and focused on, here's what I want to look like, here's the kind of life I want to lead, here's how healthy I want to be, here's how I want to move my body, and you talk about that, you speak about that, and you can pretend I like to have my clients pretend a month has gone by, because in a month, again, that will incorporate the 21 days where you're seeing yourself the way you want to be. But I'll say, in fact, Paula, do you want to play with me on that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so let's pretend Paula's wanting to let go of, I say let go of weight because whatever we lose, we want to find.
Mm.
So, let's say Paula wants to let go of some weight, and so I'm going to pretend I haven't seen her for a month. And so, Paula, I haven't seen you for a month.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened?
Oh, Summer, I have just lost. Oopsie, I'm doing it wrong already. I am now a size 6 again. Oh. I've got just tons and tons and tons of energy. I feel really, really sexy, and I'm so happy about that. And, of course, my sweetheart is very happy about that. And I am just full of energy. I am just feeling great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I saw you in that beautiful blue dress, and I said that, I'd guess that to be about a size 6 or 7. And congratulations.
Thank
Paula.
You. It
so
feels
you've been
really good.
Exercising?
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, I am out walking every day. I'm playing
eating
tennis.
Healthier?
Yes, we are just having the best meals. It's so much fun. I'm cooking these great recipes that Sandy and I have written for our book. It's just feeling fabulous.
Good. Very well done, Paula.
Thank
so
you.
For those of you listening, we were pretending. However, Paula and I have done future speaking together before, and she convinced me that this really happened, and probably if you're listening, you felt pretty convinced.
Well, and I convinced myself, too, because it just feels so good to get into that mental, energetic state of, I feel great.
Exactly. And that's the point. We want to convince ourselves that I already am what I want to be. And when you do that by all that emotion, you heard her emote and speak passionately about how what she was doing now and exercising and feeling great and having that energy. And if you're not used to exercising, you definitely want to put that in.
Summer, I love that because I know that you and Paula do future speaking a lot, and Paula and I, you and I do that as well, Paula. And how do you take a person, say I'm a person who is just cannot see that future, how do you change that resistance? Say I come to you and I say, Summer, I'm so depressed. I ate a box of chocolates yesterday and I'm paying the price and I don't know how to get myself out of it. What do you do for that person? How do you get that person to transition into a more positive thinking?
Well, here's one of the big mistakes that people make. When they do something like that, then they beat themselves up. They verbally abuse themselves. I speak for myself in the past. And then they think they have to wait till Monday.
Mm. Oh, that's great.
You know, everything starts on Monday.
Oh, that's
well, no.
funny.
Okay, that was just a moment. You ate the whole box of cookies, which I used to do. Because I had roommates who were thin, and they would have all this stuff, and I'd eat salads in front of them, and when they went to sleep, I would eat a whole box of cookies. And they couldn't figure out what's happening with the cookies? Summer's on a diet. You know? But, you know, just to me, forgiveness is so important. Mm-hmm. And when I told myself that I could have, it's okay, I can have a cookie. In fact, I can have more than one cookie if I want. Mm-hmm. That's part of that way that I tell people, eat what you want, just eat half of it.
Uh-huh.
When I told myself I can have a cookie, they really didn't matter to me anymore. Then I could eat one. I could even eat a half. I mean, I had a Mrs. Fields addiction going on, you wouldn't believe. And I used to pass her store every day, and I thought, well, how am I ever going to get over this? And then I said, well, you know what, Summer, it's okay. It's just a cookie, and it's okay to have a cookie. And so I would let myself have it. But if I resisted, resistance creates persistence.
Yes.
Oh,
say,
yes.
Say that again, Summer.
Resistance creates persistence.
Mm. Yes.
And that's why I say it's important to accept your body right where it is right now, because otherwise you're creating tremendous resistance, and the body will want to hold on. That as we love it and accept it and move on and say, okay, that moment ago I ate that box of cookies, and right now I'm choosing a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, and I'm letting go of it.
Well, and it's the truth is, it's already in the past, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's already over,
yeah.
And you know, I don't have to wait till Monday. I can start right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the saddest thing I hear people will say, well, I did this, I did so-and-so, and it now it's ruining my day. My whole day is ruined.
Mm.
How can you allow a whole day to be ruined? You know, how can you let that happen? I mean, I could see that moment was ruined.
Well,
and now it's different.
Exactly, and just right, what you just said, Summer, right in that statement that you made, what a powerful tool for our listeners to go forth and take from this hour today of letting go of that by saying, that moment was ruined. This moment is a new start.
Just that moment, because this is big. I have been a director in weight loss companies, and I've worked in a lot of weight loss companies and had weight loss clients and workshops. And that is a mindset that is so damaging that I used to hear a lot was, you know, well, this is ruined, and, you know, now I'll start my diet on Monday. I was like, no.
Mm-hmm. Summer, you know,
I will not coach anybody if they're not willing to give up dieting.
Yeah, well, that's you make an important point about the moment being ruined, because I think where people make the mistake is it's not that the indulgence ruined the moment. It was the overindulgence that ruined the moment.
Yeah.
So the indulgence of half a cookie, or because Mrs. Fields cookies are huge, so a half a cookie is really okay and is not going to ruin the moment. Overindulgence would be 3, 4, 5 Mrs. Field cookies. And if you can reset that mindset to go back to, oh, okay, I fully understand the taste of what I'm putting in my mouth by the time I get to the half a cookie. And that is not ruining a moment.
Right. And it's usually giving yourself permission to have it.
Yes.
Well, and Summer, what would you say, too, about the whole notion of foods being good or foods being bad? What would you say about that?
Well, you know, I happen to crave wonderful, healthy foods.
No.
I know that there are foods that have more fat in them than I want to eat, although once in a while I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I tell my people when we start out, eat whatever you want, just eat half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or eat a fourth of it. Or, you know, eat two-thirds of it. Just cut back.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a beginning point, just to begin, just to get over that mindset of dieting, and so that they start embracing the attitude of I can have what I want. And then as we start re-imprinting in a new picture, seeing helping my client see himself or herself the way they want to be and the size they want to be, that picture will start taking over and seeing themselves eating healthy. And when you become passionate about eating healthy, so many things change. I have a friend who recently, I mean, it's taken time. Over this year, he's lost 50 pounds.
Wow.
And he's done it. He just got so passionate about eating healthy. And he's making such a game of what new healthy thing can I find? What new healthy recipe can I cook up? And he stopped, and I mean, he used to eat a lot of meat. Now he's strict vegetarian, mm-hmm. and that's not for everybody, mm-hmm. but I'm just so proud of him. And he could barely walk a block.
What a great story. Summer, we have just got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
And if you could tell one point or more that you would like to leave our listening audience with, what would that be? And then we want to tell how to get in touch with you. So go ahead.
Okay. You know, I think acceptance and loving yourself will do more for helping you lose weight than anything else. And giving yourself permission.
Powerful, powerful words. Well, tell us your website, please, and your contact, how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. My website is futurespeaking.com, mm-hmm. www.futurespeaking.com. And I also have a CD that has on it a 15-minute guided imagery, which was very similar to what Sandy was talking about.
And
so
it's,
it'll get you very relaxed.
It's excellent.
And let you see whatever you want to see. It's a generic CD.
Well, I just thank you so much, Summer. You've just given us a great deal to think about, and I do urge people to go to your website and also to visit our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com. And we will have information about our great guest today. So another hour of Passion by Design. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. Join us next week, Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 on AM 1240 KNRY for another hour of Passion by Design. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you,
everybody.
Community Radio for the Central Coast.
AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.